Today is January 6th. Before we begin reading, let's pray. Lord, I pray that today you would speak to our hearts. God, open our eyes to see you, to see what you would have us do and how you would have us live. Lord, show us ways that we need to change and help us to listen and to obey and to do what you ask. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we are reading Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 through 48. You have heard that it was said, "You shall not commit adultery." But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. It has been said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, makes her the victim of adultery. And anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to people long ago, "Do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made." But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair black or white. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. You have heard that it was said, "Eye for eye and tooth for tooth." But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, "Love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I tell you, love your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Today we are continuing looking at the Sermon on the Mount, looking at the second half of Matthew chapter 5. Yesterday I talked about how in this chapter Jesus goes beyond simply the outward sin and actions and looks at your heart attitude. We begin with looking at adultery, and he talks about how, yes, it is wrong to actually commit adultery, but the problem actually starts in your mind, in your eyes. Going beyond simply, "You shall not commit adultery," Jesus adds on, "You should not look at a woman lustfully." And he goes on and talks about, if your right eye causes you to stumble, pull it out and throw it away. This is a difficult thing to look at, but what he is really talking about is being very serious about sin, stopping sin before it really takes root. And as one of my teachers was talking about with this section earlier, sometimes it is very important that we do things that are radical, that are big, and do things early to prevent sin. If there are things in our lives that cause us to sin, get rid of them. Completely get rid of them. Don't make any opportunity for sin to get into our lives. In this situation, if there are times or places where we are more naturally inclined to lustful thoughts, avoid those times, avoid those places, avoid those activities, avoid those movies, whatever that might be. Completely cut it out. Don't give even a little possibility for sin to get into our hearts and take root. It is better to completely get rid of something that could cause us to sin than to allow it to stay and to fall and to grow far away from God. He talks also about other things, whether it's divorce or oaths or eye for an eye. Basically, once again, he is going beyond the mere surface to our heart attitude and saying that simply following the bare minimum of certain rules is not enough, that we need to go beyond that, and that's not possible without him. Finally, he talks about loving your enemies. It is very easy to love those that are lovable. It is very difficult to love our enemies. It is very difficult to love those who are not kind to us, who seem to be mean. But this is what God calls us to do. And once again, it is impossible without Christ. We need to be completely committed to Christ. We need to take out all the parts of us that pull us away from him, that keep us away from him, and committed to him. And then he can give us that love for other people. So today, what will you do? What will you cut out of your life that is keeping you from following God? Is there an activity that you know God doesn't approve of? Is there some sin that you have been holding on to? Pray and ask God how you can completely cut that out. Cut out the things that tempt you, that pull you away from God. Is there a person that you need to show more love to? Pray and ask God to help them. Pray that God would help you to have a completely different heart. Lord, help us today. Help us to follow you. Help us to obey, not just on the outside, but on the inside. God, change our hearts, change our minds, so that we are more like you. Lord, your word says, be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Lord, we know that this is impossible by human standards. This is impossible by human desire, by human effort. But Lord, it's not impossible. Lord, we can live a holy and pure life through you. And so help us. Help us to get rid of the sin that's in our lives that's keeping us away from you. Help us to follow you in a true and complete way. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.